From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Democrat Martha Coakley has conceded defeat to Republican Scott Brown in the fight for the U.S. Senate seat held by the late Ted Kennedy. Coakley gave a nod to President Obama, who recently campaigned on her behalf, as some polls showed that she was no longer favored to win.
Of course, I know you'll join me in thanking President Obama, who took this little trip to see us here on Sunday. He actually just called me and before I came on stage to say that we can't win them all, and he knows that better than any, as he told me, but he appreciates what I did and what you did.
Brown told cheering supporters that his upset victory was a win for independents in the district that Kennedy held for decades.
I will remember that while the honor is mine, this Senate seat belongs to no one person, no one political party. And as I said before, and you'll hear it loud and clear, this is the people's seat.
Brown also said there is opposition to the health care plan pending before Congress. He has already vowed to vote against the bill. Countries in Central America are joining forces to provide aid to Haiti. From Panama, NPR's Rolanda Arriada reports.
The Panamanian team of first responders and rescue dogs have been on the ground in Port-au-Prince doing their best to find survivors. This is the first rescue effort of this magnitude for the rookie team of roughly two dozen. So far, they've found four survivors. But time is running out to find more, says Director Arturo Alvarado. At this point, it will be a miracle to find more survivors, he says. He's also concerned about the lack of having a centralized unit in charge of organizing aid logistics for all Central American countries, which include Costa Rica, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Honduras. Rolando Arrieta, NPR News, Panama.
More than 50 Haitian children who are in the process of being adopted by people in the United States are now in Pittsburgh. After receiving initial medical treatment, they were taken into a comfort center with food, drink, and toys on Tuesday. They will stay there until they are placed with foster families. Tens of thousands of children were orphaned by last week's earthquake. In Southern California, hundreds of homes in the foothill areas prone to flooding are under orders to evacuate tomorrow morning, ahead of another storm in the area. At least one death is blamed on a powerful storm. The National Weather Service issued tornado warnings for the region. Flooding shut down parts of Pacific Coast Highway in Sunset Beach, California. Police throughout Orange County reported hundreds of weather-related accidents, but no serious injuries. This is NPR News. British candy maker Cadbury is accepting a takeover bid from Kraft worth $19.5 billion. Now it's up to Cadbury's shareholders to decide on the offer. Chicago Public Radio's Susie Ahn has more.
Unattractive and a minor distraction were a couple of names Cadbury officials used to refer to Kraft's hostile takeover bid. But now that the Northfield, Illinois-based company has upped its offer to $19.5 billion, Cadbury's board is unanimously endorsing it. Market analyst Aaron Swanson of Morningstar says Cadbury shareholders will likely accept the deal, too.
The sweetened offer included a significantly higher portion of cash as part of the total consideration, and I think that was very favorable for Cadbury shareholders.
Swanson says the deal is worth 13 times Cadbury's 2009 gross earnings. Kraft says the combined companies would be the world's leader in chocolate and candy. There's talk that chocolate maker Hershey could offer a rival bid, but Swanson says that's very unlikely at this point. For NPR News, I'm Susie Ahn in Chicago.
The Justice Department says 22 people have been arrested and accused of trying to bribe foreign officials to win contracts. The sting operation was the result of a two-and-a-half-year undercover investigation. The Foreign Corrupt Practices Act bans American companies from bribing foreign governments in order to win business. In Tokyo, Japan's Nikkei index added 0.5%, buoyed by resource shares on stronger commodity prices. The gains follow a late rally on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials gained 115 points. The Nasdaq rose 32. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.